Good morning. My guest this morning is Amy Holter, who is Director of Programs and Evaluation for Global Partners for Development. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And
you? Thank you. Very well.
Great. What is Global Partners for Development before we continue?
Sure. So Global Partners for Development is an organization that is based in Roanoke Park. So it's a local international organization. Uh-huh. And we partner with schools in East Africa to put together community development projects in the areas of public health and education.
Great. So, but what we're mainly talking about is turning wine into water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is an old trick.
Yes.
We're talking about
kind of
again.
The opposite of the old school.
Yeah,
but,
right. Yeah. Right. It's the V2V Wine Safari, and it's September 3rd through the 11th mm-hmm. at 11 wineries in Russian River and Dry Creek. What could be better?
Yes, exactly. So we, the Vineyards to Villages initiative basically engages the wine industry in turning wine into water. Mm-hmm. They donate to our organization so that we can bring water infrastructure to schools in Kenya.
Great.
And the V2V Wine Safari is basically our only public fundraiser of the year. So we have 11 wineries, fantastic wineries, really, you know, small, intimate mm-hmm. experiences there. And from September 3rd to September 11th, they are offering complimentary tastings to ticket holders. And we also have a wine raffle that people get entered into when they purchase tickets. You'll get a keepsake wine glass that you can go on your safari with. And if you go to every one of the wineries and show us your safari pass on Global Partners Facebook page, then you get an additional 10 raffle tickets. So we have a lot of awesome wine that we're trying to raffle off during
Great.
The event. So.
Well, this is a wonderful event, not only for native Sonoma Countyans, but for people new to the county, new to the area,
sure.
who see every time they go out, they see a bewilderment of signs for wineries, many of which they have never heard of, and
Absolutely.
This is a nice case, nice way to.
There's a real variety, even though they're kind of small, intimate experiences. There's a real variety of you're going to find a variety of wines and a variety of tasting room experiences on this list. And so it is a great way to kind of hone down the overwhelming number of wineries that are possible in the area.
I note here that two of the winery owners, Dominic Fapoli of Christopher Creek Winery and John Visley of Visley Vineyards, have visited these projects founded by V2V in Kenya.
Yeah, and that's another reason that I say we're sort of a local international organization, because we work very very directly with local communities in Kenya. So it's not like funds are going out into, you know, into space before
right,
they come
right,
back down
yeah.
again. You know, it's very direct, and we bring people with us. We're going again in February. Sam Williamson of Williamson Wine is going to be coming with us in February this year, coming up in 2017. So it really is, it's great because it's tangible. You can touch these projects,
there it is,
you
right.
know, yeah, the money really is, it's turning into very real outcomes for people over there, making a big impact. And these winery owners, wanted to see it for themselves, so they
Great.
Came along.
So have you seen it? Have you made that trip yet, Amy?
Oh, yes. I spend about 2 months a year in East Africa.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's it like? Just what occurs to you to say about it?
Yeah. So I spent all of June 2016 there. And, you know, it really is, it's incredible because there are so many cultural differences, so many socio-political intricacies to work out, you know, so it's very complex, the work that we do. But at the same time, it's a small world, you know,
yes,
people are
right.
people everywhere. And
Absolutely.
So it really is moving, because even though, you know, there are all these similarities between people in the world, these children that we're helping they've never seen water come out of a tap before. And
yeah.
so to be able to witness that and to be able to, you know, really help them start to develop their own communities, because our goal really is to help them become self-sustainable.
Right. Okay, thank you, Amy. And let's tell people that this is Vineyards to Villages. That's the group that's being benefited. And complimentary tastings at 11 wineries in the Russian River and Dry Creek Valleys between September 3rd to the 11th. For information, a telephone number, 252-717-3874. Online, gpfd.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Chakrabetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.